Iran unveils its latest nuclear achievements as it marks the National Nuclear Technology Day. During a ceremony on the occasion in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran is not a threat to any country. Rouhani said the Iranian military might is for safeguarding the nation's security and that of its neighbors. Iranian foreign minister has met his Russian and Azeri counterparts in Baku for talks over international and regional issues. The three top diplomats have discussed the ongoing conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh, which is disputed between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Earlier, Zarif and Azeri President Ilham Aliyev held a bilateral meeting. Around 250 Syrians have been kidnapped after Daesh terrorists attacked a cement factory near the capital Damascus. Residents say all the missing are factory workers. Managers of the plant say they have not been able to contact the missing personnel since the Daesh attack on Monday. Israeli forces have uprooted nearly 50 Palestinian olive saplings in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinian sources say the saplings were planted in honor of the 47 Palestinians shot dead by Israeli troops since October. The agriculture industry, olive cultivation in particular, provides livelihood to about 80,000 Palestinian families in the West Bank. Bahrainis have taken to the streets to voice their anger over the upcoming visit of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The demonstrators also condemned the death of an 18-year-old anti-government protester who died of injuries he sustained in a police chase. Ireland's acting Prime Minister has announced that his Fine Gael party is ready to form a coalition government with the second-largest faction. Fianna failed to end the country's month-long political deadlock. The proposal was made after both parties failed to elect a new Prime Minister for a second time in 40 days. Clashes have erupted between pro- and anti-refugee protesters in the Greek island of Chios, where asylum seekers have been stranded for months. The island is an entry point for refugees coming to Greece from Turkey. Also in the capital, Athens, activists held a sit-in outside the parliament in support of the refugees. A report by the United Nations says nearly 140,000 people have been displaced since fighting erupted in Sudan's Darfur region in early 2016. Meanwhile, Sudanese ambassador to the UN, Omar Dahab Fadl, has rejected the report, saying a large number of displaced have returned home.